Persecution in Jesus' Day, Persecution Now, August 29th. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. We read in Luke where Christ, in the synagogue of Nazareth, announced himself as the Anointed One, as he read from the prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Then Satan whispered his unbelief, and, those in the synagogue, said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" How quickly the current changed, and they were filled with madness and rage because Jesus set before them their true spiritual apostasy. They rose up, and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But Jesus was protected in his mission by the heavenly angels. Passing through the midst of them unobserved, he went his way. Herod and the wicked authorities killed the just one, but Christ never killed anyone, and we may attribute the spirit of persecution, because men and women want liberty of conscience, to its origin, Satan. He is a deceiver, a liar, a murderer, an accuser of the brethren. He loves to see human misery. He exults in distress, and as we view the cruel persecutions of those who would obey God according to the dictates of their own consciences, we may know that this is the mystery of iniquity. This conflict was opened upon the Son of God. He was afflicted, he was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. The majesty of heaven had to leave the scene of his labor again and again because of Satan's bruising his heel, and finally Satan's malignity reached its utmost power when Satan inspired and controlled the minds of wicked men to crucify him. The enmity of Satan will continue, fierce and determined, against the followers of Jesus. Christ has said to his faithful ones, "They have persecuted me, they will also persecute you." There can be no enmity between fallen angels and fallen human beings who have practiced the very works and sport of Satan. Evil, wherever it exists, in rejecting light and truth and departing from the living God, will always league against the righteous and obedient.